we're going to be talking to two experts in these sort of ways to how to make it through your career. I got a call from an IRS lady the other day. Actually, I shouldn't have said her agency, but it's too late. She said she's in midlife crisis and mid-career crisis, and she thinks the midlife crisis is going to go okay. She's going to keep her husband, and she thinks her kids are heading for college rather than prison.
That's good.
But it's the career part that's got her stumped. She's got 13 years to go, and she says, I don't know what to do. Is there much I can do? So I called on Rebecca Schreiber and John Elliott. Rebecca is a financial planner. I believe you had her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
She specializes in younger people, that is, say, 35 and under, and people who are just starting out in a career, maybe the government's a second, third job.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's going to be talking about things they can do to maximize their benefits, how to get out of debt, get out of credit card debt. And it's not as simple as it sounds like, you know, pay all your bills. It's more complicated than that. She's going to be talking about nest eggs that you should have, how your stock portfolio should look depending on your age and your goals. John Elliott's going to come on in the second part, and John is a benefits expert par excellence, and he's going to be talking about the big four. These are four things that most federal workers don't avail themselves of, although they're cheap or free, or in some cases kind of must-have protections. And that includes flexible spending accounts. You know, people have a vague idea what they are, but most people don't understand how valuable they can be to you, even if you're a very healthy person. I'm going to be talking about retirement calculators that are available to people. They're free, and if you've got to know where to look and how to use it, but this can sort of help you map out your future. I'm going to be talking about joining NARF, the National Active and Retired Federal Employees, even if you are a 22-year-old federal worker. He says you need to be in this now for a variety of reasons. And there are some other things that kind of fall by the wayside when people come into government. They may be briefed on them, and they may have so many options going that they sort of don't think about it. Or if you're very young, you don't think about the thrift savings plan. And John is going to try to drive these home. And then we're taking calls, of course, and emails from people who want to have further questions. So that should fill out the show.
You know, what's interesting is that you started off explaining that you talked to a Fed who is having sort of a mid-career crisis.
Right.
Is that common?
Mostly it's emails these days. You know, 10 years ago, it was virtually all phone traffic. Now it's virtually all emails. But she did happen to call. Like, I think we'd emailed back and forth before.
But I mean, defense commonly have mid-career crises? They start to kind of fret?
Well, you know, one of the things she mentioned, and it's a good point, I'm glad you brought it up. One of the things she mentioned is that, you know, in our business and in most businesses, you know you can be fired tomorrow. Literally, we've seen that happen. But on the other hand, you sort of life goes on. In the government, you expect a sort of a continuity. You think, this is a co-op. I'm a taxpayer. I'm helping to pay my own salary. I'm here to do good for the public. I should be safe. And yet these rumors crop up from year to year about making people work longer, reducing their benefits, and these get around the internet. Some of them are mischievous. Some of them are just misinformed. And some of them probably are put out there for political reasons. But you keep hearing this bombardment that you might not be able to retire when you wanted to, or you might get less than you wanted to. Almost always totally untrue, but they're unsettling. And in these times, and this particular Congress, as you know, this has been a very good Congress to federal workers with the Roth option and various Roth things. There are some other things pending that would make life better in the retirement end for people under both the Federal Employees Retirement System, FERS, and people under the Civil Service Retirement System, CSRS. They were knocked out of the tobacco bill pretty much by the White House. They were knocked out of the Defense Authorization Bill by the Senate itself. There are some provisions in it, but there were some very strong statements made, all of them by Republicans, that these are not fiction. These are fact. These are things they said. They said, if you're a federal worker and you don't like it, be quiet, and things could be worse. And so, kind of unsettling times if you're maybe in that midlife crisis age, which I think is somewhere from 25 to 75.
Yeah, that's pretty much all of us. So as long as they listen to your show tomorrow, that it sounds like you're going to run the gamut from the young new feds to the...
We hope to get them all and hope it'll be useful to people. And literally, like in the case of long-term care insurance, not enough people have it. I mean, everybody recognizes that, and that's the kind of thing that can literally save your assets.